Ryan's legs trembled as he stepped into the dining hall, led by Miss Delaney. The soft hum of conversation and the clink of silverware greeted him, a contrast to the oppressive silence in his head. The room was airy, spacious, bathed in soft pastel tones, but the tension in Ryan's chest made it feel suffocating. Everywhere he looked, trainees sat in small groups, dressed in uniforms like his, or in more elaborate, feminized outfits, flowing dresses, delicate lace chokers, even a few with makeup applied perfectly. Chatting casually like this was normal. Their bodies were poised, backs straight, legs crossed neatly at the knees, hands folded in their laps, as they spoke softly with one another. Ryan felt the skirt brush against his thighs, his locked belt pressing tighter beneath it as his nerves spiked. His eyes dropped to the polished floor, but that only reminded him of the Mary Jane shoes on his feet, clicking softly with every step. He followed Miss Delaney to an empty table. "You'll sit here," she said firmly. "Posture straight, eyes forward, no slouching." Ryan slid into the chair awkwardly, adjusting the skirt as best he could, cheeks burning with shame. His legs wobbled as he tried to sit properly, back straight, knees close together, how he'd seen the others sit. A soft voice broke the tension beside him. "Hey," whispered the same student from class, the one with the tousled hair and wide, anxious eyes. He offered a faint, nervous smile. "Rough first day." Ryan let out a breath he didn't realize he was holding. "You could say that." "I'm Liam," the other trainee said quietly, glancing around. "Or at least I was. I think they're trying to make me forget it." Ryan nodded, glancing at the table, then back at Liam. "Ryan," he said softly, feeling a flicker of relief just saying his own name. Liam leaned closer, voice low. "You feel like you're the only one freaking out, but we all do. At first." Ryan swallowed, glancing around again. He couldn't imagine being like the others. So comfortable. So polished. "Do you think it ever feels right?" Liam shrugged, eyes softening. "I don't know. But it's harder to leave when you realize everyone here is watching, waiting for you to slip up." Their conversation was cut short as a few instructors walked the room, observing, correcting small things. Posture here, a folded hand there. Ryan's heart jumped as one paused near him, adjusting the angle of his knees with a firm hand. "Keep them together," she said quietly, a faint smile on her lips. "You'll get there." Ryan felt his throat tighten as the instructor moved on. Liam gave him a quick, understanding look. "See," Liam whispered, smirking faintly. "No escape." Despite the nerves twisting in his stomach, Ryan felt a flicker of something else. Connection. For the first time, he wasn't alone. Just as Ryan picked at the meal in front of him, a bell chimed softly, and Miss Harper, their first instructor, stood near the front of the hall. "Remember, trainees," she called out smoothly. "After lunch, you'll return to your dorms to read the academy rules. Be prepared for inspection tonight." Ryan's heart sank at the word inspection. Liam leaned in again, grinning just a little. "Whatever you do, don't fall asleep before they come." Ryan forced a small smile, but the weight in his chest stayed. The dining hall buzzed with conversation, but inside, he felt like the only one still holding on to the idea of escape for now. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.